Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the final stretch. 57 games left in the 2023 season, and the Shuckers get that underway tonight against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and as always on Fridays, we are joined by the manager, Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me.
It feels like it's been a long time since we have seen each other. How fun is the off? Was the off days, and how nice was it to unplug for a little bit?
Well, I think it's a good time to rest and probably reset and look at things a different way and come with the energy to give a good finish.
How important is that reset during that 138 game season where you're playing 6 out of every 7 days? How important is it to have that hard reset before you get going for the final 57?
I think more than a reset is, you know, you actually get a breather where you get a 3 or 4 days where you can, your body can come back and get full of energy and, you know, just relax and continue to get prepared to give a good finish and, you know, things that you need to improve in all that area. I think it's just a time to say that, okay, let's go. This is the final lap, and you know we hoping now for a great positive team out there.
81 games into the season, what's the biggest thing you've taken away from this team?
I think a lot of talent, very young, going to make a lot of mistakes, but we can live with the mistakes. I enjoyed a lot of times. With the energy that they played, they still don't know what they're capable of. It, you know, hopefully, they continue to grow into the season, and I think we're going to continue getting better and go out there and compete. I think there's a lot of things that everyone is hoping that at the end of the year how we look like, and then you know, and I just hoping. That we can continue to get better in all those little areas.
We've talked so much about growth this year from this team. It's one of the youngest in AA. What's the biggest area of growth you've seen from game 1 to game 81?
I believe the approach at the plate has improved. The way that we run the bases, not just stealing bases, but you know, taking the extra base. Defensively, we have made a lot of incredible improvement defensively, and you know, continue the growth of a lot of young guys out there, like the, you know, Chorio, Caro, Black has improved incredible. Frey Zamora, Murray, so you know, a lot of the guys, and you know, you mentioned earlier Sparks. Since like he turned the corner last series, so we hopefully that everything continue and trending up.
On the topic of Lamar, he comes off the injured list. He's played 10 games. He has a hit in all 10 games, including a couple big multi-hit efforts. What's the biggest thing you've seen from him at the plate?
Well, the biggest difference is, and I believe his attitude. Everything, you know, but this is a negative game. And that's why you have to take it even keel as much as possible. Never too high, never too low. You got to continue giving yourself a chance and continue to, you know, just keep going at it. You know, give yourself a chance to showcase your talent out there. And once you're able to do that and on an everyday basis, you're going to have a chance. You have talent, you'll have a chance, and you showcase it the right way, you know. So always on how you get to the big leagues.
Well, there's been a lot of big guys showcasing their talents over the last bit. One of the biggest pieces of news is that Tyler Black is now a top 100 prospect. How fun is it to see him get that recognition after what's been such a big season and so much hard work put into third base with you on the side?
Well, you know, I'm really happy for him. They just getting to know something that we knew a long time. So, you know, I'm happy for him to recognize Black at this time, but we saw that a long time ago, and the hard work is paying off, and we're happy. And I don't think this is just the start of what they're seeing. I think Tyler Black and a lot of our guys have the ability to be really good players in the big leagues in the future.
Looking to the final 57 games of the year, you've had a lot of meetings with the team over the last couple of days. What has the messaging been to this team for the final 57?
Attitude.
One word, easy enough?
Easy, attitude. Everything is an attitude. Everything is how much you want it, how much you're willing to invest to get out of it. What you sow is what you're going to reap. So we're going to sow hard work, so we continue to see improvement on the field.
Well, Skip, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas at 6:35.